While commercial fishing goes back to the late 17th century in Cape May, it has been based in Montauk on the very eastern tip of Long Island for nearly that long. Montauk is the largest commercial fishing port in New York State today. WBGO's John Kalish recently went out with a commercial fishing vessel to see what the work is like.
I joined scallop fisherman Chris Scola and his two assistants at 2 a.m. We pulled out of a Montauk marina and spent the next 16 hours enduring the drone of the diesel engine on his 40-foot Cape Islander boat. It's named Rock and Roll 3. Scola didn't come up with that name, but he says it's bad luck in some parts of the world to rename a fishing boat. Scola is 44 and has been fishing since he was a teenager.
To be a fisherman, you have to be a jack of all trades. You have to have some insight into tides, currents, the way waves and weather affect things on the bottom. As one friend of mine used to put it, takes a weak mind and a strong back to be good at this.
One of his crew members has a bumper sticker on his pickup truck urging Donald Trump to make America great for commercial fishing again. There is widespread sentiment that state and federal authorities overregulate the industry.
I have a permit to fish lobsters, a federal permit. And then with my state permits, I can fish for black sea bass, scup, bluefish. Basically, in New York State, the two best licenses to have are a summer flounder permit and a striped bass permit, and they're just about impossible to obtain. There's not much access for a young person or a new person to get into fisheries in New York.
So Scola fishes only for scallops, which is a multi-billion dollar industry on the east coast of the United States. The seafloor off of Long Island is ideal for scallops because it's composed mostly of sand and shells.
My trip limit is 600 pounds of scallop meats. At the yield we're seeing right now, I'm guessing that's going to be about 8,000 individual scallops. Prices are really low this year. The best prices I've been seeing this year are about $10 a pound. I've seen as low as $7.
Earlier this year, Scola was fishing 25 miles from Montauk, but on the day I went out with him, he was heading about 10 to 15 miles from shore.
We found a decent set of scallops. They've always been there, but they grew quite a bit over the winter. So we have a little patch that's sustaining myself and a few of the other local boats out of Montauk, and a couple of guys from Connecticut also fish down here.
Scola drags a dredging net along the seafloor and then, with the help of two separate winches, hoists his haul onto the ship's rear deck. His two crew members, both men in their 20s, wear rubber boots and rubber pants known as skins. They discard the bycatch overboard and put the scallops worth harvesting in a large plastic bucket. Then they commence shucking with curved knives. Guts and shells are dumped overboard, and the scallop meat is scraped into black rubber buckets, which eventually get dumped into a large barrel where they're rinsed before being put on ice. Zachary Persico is 27. Like his boss, he's been fishing since he was a teenager. He wears a back brace and stands on a soft rubber mat as he shucks the scallops. He's working for most of the 16 hours we're on the boat.
After a while, you just get used to it. It's, you know, you're working the same muscles over and over. If you try and go full bore right out of the gate, you're just going to burn yourself out after a couple hours, and you'd be kind of worthless. Unless you have Red Bull. If you got Red Bull, then you're good to go.
On the 2+ hour ride back to shore, Persico and the other crew member are filling white cloth sacks with 50 pounds of scallops. The haul this day is a little shy of the 600 pounds the boat is entitled to. We get back to the dock Wednesday at about 6 p.m., too late to make that day's pickup for the Fulton Fish Market, so the scallops will sit overnight in a huge plastic vat with ice for pickup on Thursday.
Some of them will definitely be eaten tomorrow. The rest will probably be eaten on Friday night. Well, the ones tomorrow, because I'm going to sell them locally, some at my farmer's market, some to a restaurant tomorrow. And then the rest will go into a truck to the Fulton Market tomorrow night in New York City. They'll go to a seafood company there, and chefs and restaurant owners will go to the market early Friday morning and buy them. Really fresh as you can get.
Despite his grumbling about government regulation and the threat to commercial fishing from wind farms proposed off Long Island, Chris Scola is clearly a man who loves his work.
This is great life. You saw it today. We saw sharks, we saw whales, we saw porpoises. We get to see stuff that most people never get to see, and we see it as a common occurrence every day.
It's hard work, though.
I guess. I don't know. To me, it would be harder sitting in an office all day.
I agree with him about the drudgery of office life, but after 16 hours at sea trying not to fall overboard, I was glad to be back on solid ground. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.